What can you uniquely do that your consumer will actually value? If you can figure out the answer to that question, and it has to be one thing, then I think you have the makings of a great content program.
Hi, and welcome to The Brand Buffs, a Frontify podcast where we interview brand experts to give you new perspectives. I'm your host, Jen Harvey, and today we're joined by Jeff Director, the VP of Strategy for Manifest, who just won Content Marketing Agency of the Year. This is Jen with The Brand Buffs. Today we have Jeffrey Director, the VP of Strategy at Manifest, who just won the Content Marketing Agency of the Year. Super excited to have him on.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. We're very excited to be with you. My name is Jeff Director. That is a real name, by the way. I just have to get that out up front most times. People don't believe me, or they think I'm just being arrogant. Like, why are you telling me your first name and then your title? But I wasn't interested in that. Yes, I work at Manifest. We are a content agency. We're the content agency, content marketing agency of the year. And I have an eclectic strategy background. A lot of it was on Madison Avenue, but my first job was in media. My second job was in market research, and then I've been a brand planner at various agencies. And then I thought, well, let me see what all these newfangled content people were doing. And I tried to apply those skills at Manifest, which is something different than I had ever worked at before.
Yeah, very cool. So when it actually comes to branding itself, it can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people, depending who you ask. I guess in your own opinion, you know, what is branding? What's the role of branding?
I feel that I have an old school view on branding, having learned brand strategy from British guys in black turtlenecks and so forth. But what I learned was that a brand is the collection of experiences that consumers and otherwise have with your company. This is an all-encompassing thought. So it's not just an ad, as was the case when I started my career, and it's not just a piece of marketing, and it's not just the employees in your store in the case of retail, but it's every conceivable touch point that you may have with any conceivable stakeholder, investor, consumer, job candidate, current employee, and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's all-encompassing, but it seems like branding gets kind of misunderstood. People aren't using it right, underutilized in today's digital marketing world. So where do you think the disconnect is between, you know, the importance of branding and then actually, you know, the engagement with it?
I think the people in my field, strategy, did a very poor job of public relations, and we allowed this term to become bastardized in a marketing world that was trying to evolve away from it. Tacticians got very giddy at the notion that we could just start churning out digital work and forget about this whole lofty notion of brand. And it got painted into this place of being inefficient, unnecessary, academic, ivory tower. And
just a lot of rules, right? That you have to abide by.
Or the brand strategist is this philosopher without any practical application to the hard realities of how the work was getting done anymore. And we have to get down to brass tacks and start creating content and start making moves and business decisions. And now I think the pendulum is swinging back the other way, where we're realizing that a disconnected set of actions, marketing or otherwise, has a negative effect on your overall business goals. And so people like me, I think and hope, are starting to become relevant again, weaving some sort of story amongst the madness of all of these different initiatives that are going on.
I think you can see a lot of, you know, the old versus new, and it's really, you know, coming to head now. It's like you have these brand strategists, you have huge brands around the world, and you have, you know, super agile, small, scrappy teams, digital marketers.
But they all confront the same fundamental problems, which is, one, getting attention is nearly impossible. Establishing a meaning relationship with stakeholders is very difficult. Your ability to connect with them has been compromised by a constant sea of distractions and other obligations. And so establishing an emotional connection is really what everyone is trying to do here, and that's at the heart of brand strategy and brand thinking. And it's high time that we brought that back into the fold of the day-to-day conversations of our companies.
Okay, I'm going to go a little off the cuff here. Do you have like an example or an idea of how this is actually done? I mean, you know, telling those stories, getting people to engage with them, you know, taking it from a brand strategist, you know, creating a very well thought out story.
Yeah.
How do you take it one step forward? How do you get people to take that a bit more seriously?
A few things. It starts at the top. When leadership talks about brand and values brand and insists that it's part of every conversation, marketing, HR, and otherwise, it tends to trickle down and have a positive impact on the entire organization. From a marketing perspective, I remember working at an agency that used to win nearly every pitch that it went into because it specifically did not just talk about marketing. We would go in there and say, we can make great advertisements for you if you'd like. But all of that goes out the window the moment one of your customers interacts with one of your employees and they're not really well schooled on what your brand stands for. If it's not being delivered in the store, we're just going to be bringing attention to one of the key problems that you have. And we would win these pitches by schooling our clients on this bigger notion of brand. And we would take it upon ourselves to be the champions of brand in their organization and literally hold meetings where different stakeholders that normally weren't invited into those kinds of situations found themselves invited, and also taking in what the brand was supposed to mean and what experience they were supposed to deliver. So it is the job of everyone, but it starts at the top. And I think what companies will find is how excited these stakeholders will be to feel like they actually have a role in the brand when they once figured it was just some lofty marketing deck that they couldn't relate to.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's that internal buy-in. I mean, your brand is a living thing. It has to be engaged with inside and out throughout your company. And bringing in these stakeholders can make a world of difference.
We also, one of our other tricks of the trade for winning these pitches related to training employees on brand was we would make employees a key target of any ad campaign that we had. We're not just marketing outwardly, we're marketing inwardly. And a lot of companies are not paying enough attention to their employer brand. Your reputation to consumers is the same thing as your reputation to potential job seekers because they're generally in the same pool of people. And all of this creates one collective understanding of who you are and what you stand for. And you don't want to leave that understanding to just one minute, hyper-targeted marketing audience.
You guys just won the Content Marketing Agency of the Year. Really big deal.
Yeah, the
Content Marketing Institute, super exciting. So, I mean, when it comes to brand strategy, how are you relating this into content strategy and engagement? Because I know a lot of marketers see content strategy, content, you know, relating to personas, but living a bit more in the marketing land. How should you really, you know, treat branding to content, and how should that flow?
One thing I've been saying is the notion of content strategy hasn't for a long time been strategy at all. And in fact, the entire idea of having a brand strategist like myself at a content agency is a fairly new idea. I took kind of a risk. I left a comfortable job in a Madison Avenue ad agency to figure out how I could be useful at a different kind of agency in content. And frankly, for 2 years, they didn't know what to do with me. They didn't know how what I did was useful to what they were doing. What they were really good at is operationalizing and producing mass quantities of content. And it was done well. It was written well. It was produced nicely. But it wasn't particularly strategic. There wasn't an insight at the heart of it as to why a human being out there, deluged with other messages and information, should care. We weren't really creating any sort of additive brand experience. So for 2 years, I had to figure out the answer to that question. And I knew somewhere in there what I did was relevant, but it was damn hard to figure out what it was. And I think I'm starting to learn, which is, it's about transcending content that is done for the sake of content. No longer can we just be contributing more what I call space junk to the marketing world, which is just simply keyword-driven information that will get lost as it orbits around your consumers' heads. And actually, what's important is the blocking and tackling of strategy. What you're trying to accomplish, what the brand stands for, and what in the world your consumer actually needs from you. The promise of content, after all, aside from advertising, is that it's supposed to provide some value to actual people. It's either going to entertain them or inform them or educate them, but they're expecting to get something out of the relationship, not just a marketing shill. And that's at the heart of brand strategy. Brand strategists are good at figuring out what regular people actually need and what emotionally drives them. When we started adding that type of thinking to our content, it started to take on deeper meaning to its intended audience. The creative work started to get clearer and better. And I think it was a key part in our winning the Content Marketing Agency of the Year. It's just more deeply strategic. We're able to create things of more value to our clients and to consumers simultaneously.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I think there's probably a lot of content marketers out there that, you know, maybe are looking for a place to start. You know, is it in branding? Is it, you know, if you had a tip for, you know, a content marketer out there, where should they be looking to create this content?
The most common mistake I see is starting with operations. How can I get enough of this stuff out there? And it simply is no longer a quantity over quality game. It's completely the opposite. It's quality over quantity. Can you make one piece of content really well that your audience will deeply value? So yes, it does start with brand strategy, as really everything else does. Is this something our brand would do? Or is it not? Would your brand create generic fluff, or would it dedicate itself to producing one thing that will be deeply meaningful to the people you're trying to attract?
Maybe you want to tell me a bit about the manifest content value model, because that seems like pretty relevant to...
Our content value model is our way of creating content strategies. It's our way of articulating them. And as I said, what we generally see is that people forget the word strategy in content strategy. And in fact, if you look up what a content strategist is, it's a really technical job that is about how to produce the most articles or assets possible. What we didn't see agencies doing and what we saw clients suffering from was having a North Star that they could rely on to produce content that would stand out in the world and be worth anyone's time. So the model starts with a really basic question that I like to ask people. So I'll ask, if you're listening, to ponder this for a second. How does content actually work? How does it cause a series of events to take place that ends up with you getting the consumer to act in the way you would like them to act? Now, we know the answer in advertising, which is to incessantly remind them of something until they do it. You're basically beating them down. But presumably, content is different than advertising for some reason. But actually, what we see from clients and people in the industry, they really don't know fundamentally how this thing is supposed to work. And we have our POV on how it works, which is that it is a value exchange. Brands provide entertainment, information, or other sorts of value in exchange for a consumer's time and attention. And if one side of that equation isn't working, your content isn't going to work. You might dedicate yourself to producing highly relevant stuff your consumer will really like and pay attention to, but if it has nothing to do with the brand equity you actually possess, it's unlikely to really benefit your company. Likewise, if the messages you create are complete marketing shills and they're just hidden and disguised advertising messages, they will be tossed out by your consumer as they would any other kind of advertising. Figuring out the nexus of those two things allows us to establish the key part of our model, which is the content value proposition. I would encourage you, if you're trying to hash out a content strategy, to imagine what your value proposition is for the entire program. What exactly do you want to provide to people? Are you going to give them much needed solace or a break in a hectic world? Is it to give them a new perspective that they'll deeply value? What actually do you want them to take from that? And what we found is once you have that North Star and get buy-in from everyone, from your content editors to production to your media folks to your comms planners and so forth, all of the other answers take care of themselves. It becomes abundantly clear once you know the inherent value that you're supposed to be delivering, what to do with distribution, which channels would be right for you, how the content should look, how much of it you should create. We focus so much on answering those tactical questions without ever figuring out what the program was supposed to do in the first place.
Yeah, I hear over and over again, it's like that the stakeholder buy-in is so important. I think, you know, it is true, especially, I mean, even from, you know, customer service to sales to marketing to HR, I mean, it's the whole chain, I think, needs to be on board or it just can't work.
And so what we've integrated into this model from a brand strategy perspective is the old-fashioned skills and fundamentals of doing brand strategy. So to understand what people actually do value and what your equities are, we typically recommend doing good old-fashioned qualitative and quantitative primary and secondary research. When is the last time you actually talked face-to-face with your customer? Do you truly know what they need in their lives aside from what they claim or say in social media? We've got to be a little deeper than our typical social listening, quick search results, and see what's up. We've got to dig into their lives again so that we can figure out what they need and not just what they say they need.
Question for you. So do you have maybe an example of a client, maybe content campaign that you've worked on to give us an idea of like how this could work?
One of our favorite examples is for Alamo Rental Cars. Most Americans will know this brand. It's a challenger rental car company. And it's a little more down home than others. There's Hertz and there's Avis, and they're very much geared towards business travelers and speed and efficiency and low price. And here you have this friendly Alamo rental car that's really more about vacation travelers and what we would call average American family vacation goers. The problem is people generally or typically don't care about a brand in this category. It's one of these classically commoditized categories. You go search for vacation results on some OTA like TripAdvisor.com or something like that. A bunch of different cars from a bunch of different companies pop up, and you typically choose the Ford Focus with the lowest price because a Focus is a Focus. How in the world do you get your company, who provides the same car in the same places for the same prices, to mean anything different to your consumer? And what we discovered was, if we could show that we truly understand this consumer, if we could support their vacation endeavors, if we can in fact spark a movement of American families to take all of their vacations in a culture that is overworked, overstressed, doesn't even take all of their vacation days, doesn't even boldly travel to new places. We're making travel decisions based on convenience and proximity, if we can inspire them to actually get back out into the world and connect with each other, I think we could have some real value in their lives. And what we've seen is tremendous results. Not only are we educating people about destinations, we are inspiring them to travel in the first place. And it has helped to start to carve out an emotional importance in their lives for this brand.
So how would you say, do you have an example of how you are able to do that?
Sure. Everything from how to make trail mix to a movement to take your days off from work, to ways of finding just the right vacation for you and your family and all of their various and intricate needs and desires, to spoof videos on April 1st. We really took a multi-format, multimedia approach to making vacation more valued and more top of mind for more of this specific target than ever before.
Okay, Jeff, tell us about Manifest as a brand. A lot of competitors, big landscape. What's been Manifest's biggest branding challenge for your agency, and how have you solved it?
See, this is really interesting to me because I simultaneously experienced a personal branding problem and Manifest proper's branding problem. People didn't know what to do with me. Why is there a brand strategist at our content agency? This was a few years ago. I'd be working on some sort of website build project, and I'd be assigned to the project, and people would say, why do we have a brand strategist in the room? We're just trying to make a website. The entire concept of integrating notions of brand into content and the other things we were doing was new. And I basically had to go on a PR blitz. I toured all five locations of the agency, justifying my existence. I created presentations. I did workshops. We did insight training. It was pretty much blood, sweat, and tears. And only finally, when a few deliverables finally came through and people saw that suddenly and mysteriously our work had improved or had gotten more strategic or had become more beautiful, did they understand the real value of having a brand-like human in the mix. As far as Manifest was concerned, our branding problem was a reflection of our industry and the things we were trying to do. Content is a complex, multifaceted, highly fractured, often mistaken part of marketing. And so we were trying to be all things to all people. UX is sexy and important. We're a UX-driven content shop. Well, we have all these editors that most ad agencies don't have. We're an editorially centric content and context shop. Well, we're also really good at tech build, so we're a highly technical content UX and UI shop. We have all these beautiful graphic designers. Where do those come into the fold? And everyone at the agency had a different way of explaining what we were. And if your grandmother asked you what you do, you did, it pretty much took the entire meal to explain what your agency actually fundamentally, tangibly did. And it wasn't until we got an outsider's perspective that some things began to clarify. We were talking to a Gartner analyst, and he said, it's really quite simple. You're a full-service agency who are experts at content. And it was one of these duh moments. Yeah. It's like sometimes the truth is okay. You don't have to tie yourself in knots to present as a highly unique, discrete organization. You just have to stand for something and be damn good at it. And this is a mistake I see brands make in all sorts of highly commoditized fields. They try to pluck out some unique feature when that's really not what motivates people. You just need to build an association within them that they think you're excellent at doing something. You don't need to be different, you just need to be excellent. So this Gartner comment really rang true to me because it's all of the basics of brand strategy. It's simple, true, and meaningful. And it was pretty much as easy as that. And once we just agreed on that, we got our story straight.
I think every brand goes through this at some point, especially the smaller companies, mid-sized companies, you know, trying to figure out their positioning, how, you know, what's their USP, their differentiation, why are they better? But I mean, that sounds like a nice gift from yeah. Gartner to help, but
it's nice. Well, that is a learning. Get an outsider's perspective. Right. The boardroom with the cluttered white wall with the same voices making the same cases can really tie you in knots. So to liberate yourself from that fray once in a while, bring in grandma or a Gartner analyst and see what they have to say.
Okay, so just a couple more for you. So, you know, we have, I'm sure, some, you know, brand managers, designers, definitely content marketers out there. You know, do you have any tips that you would, you know, low-hanging fruit, tips where people really would be, like, starting foundational? Just to start, you know, no organization is perfect, but, you know, just to start swimming in the same direction and get the ball rolling.
First things on building a useful content program, I think, is answering this question. What can you uniquely do that your consumer will actually value? If you can figure out the answer to that question, and it has to be one thing, then I think you have the makings of a great content program. And don't think that you can answer it in the first 5 minutes of hearing that question. Go out and do some research, talk to different people, do some thinking, and actually figure it out. And then I would say borrow the three tenets that Manifest uses in our content value model. Every part of our model has to be simple, true, and meaningful. I think we underestimate the value of the obvious and apparent thing staring us right in the face. Are the things you're saying actually true? What's true about your company that you actually just want to get out there? I think we get so scientific, we outsmart ourselves. The brand is in the eye of the beholder. I think you will know the obvious truth when you go out on the street and see how people interact with your company, and just accept that truth and work with it. My second soapbox point would be to do old school marketing. Again, do research. Get qualitative input from your actual consumers. When is the last time you spoke to them? And do the blocking and tackling good marketing work that you should. SWOT analyses, your brand pyramid, what are your differentiators? These documents are not just wallpaper or doorstops. They force you into thinking critically about who you actually are and what's truly different about you. So see what happens if you will humor your local brand strategist and subject yourself to one of these exercises. If you're really game for it, I think you will see a lot of clarity and value in that. I hope that helps.
It does, and I think research is really undervalued. You know, getting out there yourself, listening to it yourself, doing interviews yourself, you know, listening in on calls. I think it's the most valuable thing.
When I started my career, I was this lowly junior strategist, and I was the one they sent out across the country to do consumer intercepts. And I spent 2 weeks of my life in sweltering blacktop Walmart parking lots, stopping women with children on the way back to their car from having shopped for the home to ask them how they made their shopping decisions. It was rough, but boy, did we get some insights out of that. The things I used to have to do brand strategy, are things I don't see people doing anymore. I've interviewed people in their homes. I've stopped people on streets. I have written my own surveys. I don't really see enough of this happening anymore. I think we're devaluing the voice of the customer in all of this. We think it's so obvious, but you might be surprised by what your actual customers have to say.
I think that's really true. You know, like, get out from behind your computer.
We have this window into their lives, we think, through social listening and commentary and digital behavior that we have in our analytics. And you absolutely should use all of that, but it's really not the full picture. Does your digital footprint represent who you actually are? Probably not. And so it's the same with your customers.
Great. Well, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Jeff from Manifest. I've been a big fan for a long time, so I'm glad that we finally got to come down and have a talk. And again, congratulations on Content Marketing Agency of the Year.
Thanks. We're honored. Thanks for having us here. This was a lot of fun for me.
Cool. All right. If you liked this episode, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast in your favorite podcast app or visit frontify.com/podcasts.